Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Highland Superintendent Chris Armstrong about the implementation of the Teacher Leadership and Compensation, or TLC, grant at Highland.
I was wondering if you could tell me about what exactly the TLC grant was for Highland.
It is actually a statewide grant. This year, all schools who applied for the grant received the grant. They rolled it out over a three-year period. And basically, TLC stands for Teacher Leadership Compensation. And the intent of the bill was to give additional funding for teacher leaders within districts. So we took the money and we incorporated two instructional coaches. Well, I should say 1.5 FTE of instructional coaches. It represents two people. And then 1.5 FTE of technology integration specialists. And they are supporting the teachers through the various ways that are outlined in the minutes. So they're going into classrooms, doing some observations. They are giving some suggestions around areas that teachers are asking them to give feedback on. They are a non-evaluative group of people. They are just there to support and help. Mm-hmm. So some of the things that Bill listed, helping teachers develop rubrics, proficiency scales, developing teaching strategies, things of that nature are what that group is doing. The instructional coaches, they concentrate more around instructional strategies, and the technology integration specialists focus more around technology and how that can be incorporated into their classroom in order to enhance those teaching strategies.
Was he coaching teachers throughout the whole district, or was it just the high school?
He was in charge of the secondary staff for his coaching, and then we had another coach who was responsible for the elementary, and she was a full-time coach.
Was Bill just part-time?
He was the .5, yes, he was half-time.
I saw that what was mentioned, a Chromebook rollout. What happened there exactly?
Well, it was just in regards to organizing that rollout. This is our second year that we've been one-to-one with Chromebooks. Last year, we did it in a way that wasn't very conducive for keeping track of everything. And so Mr. Millage, he designed a barcode system and integrated into the library system so that the librarians literally just scan the barcode and then we know who has their Chromebook. And then when they turn it in, they'll be able to scan it, and it'll be reported turned in at that point.
What is Mr. Millage's position in the district?
He is a history social studies teacher. He teaches both middle school and high school students. And then he's doing that .5 this year, and then he has the other .5 as the technology integration specialist.
What do you think was taken away from Bill's presentation at the board meeting?
I think the board really appreciated kind of getting some of the details of what has transpired throughout the year. All the coaches came at the beginning of the year and they gave a talk in regards to what they hoped to do. So the board appreciated knowing specifically what actually was able to be accomplished throughout the year.
Do you know if this is going to be happening next year, these coaches will return?
We will still have the system in place. All the coaches have to go through a process to be a coach again. That was outlined in the grant in the way the state required the program to be. So we'll see exactly who those people are next year. So that is not defined yet. Just yet, we're going through that process right now.
Because these coaches, they came from the state program. They weren't already hired. They weren't already working for the district, were they?
They were. In our particular case, all of the coaches that we hired were in-district employees.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Highland Superintendent Chris Armstrong. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.